Hauser is important because he represents the, in a sense, the pinnacle of what could be achieved if a guitar is good. I think the way in which the volume of a guitar was understood for guitarists in previous generations is different from the way we understand it now. What I found was that the understanding of what sound meant for Hauser, and which I would imagine compelled him to build the guitars that he did, was very different from the idea of just simply pure volume. You know, the idea behind, the concept behind the guitar was how clearly that the sound of the guitar was being produced, you know, and how clear the parts of all of the notes that could come out of the guitar were, you know. And that's something that I realized up to that point I had never heard before, you know. So it took me trying Hauser for the first time, and that was in 2005, to realize that, you know, that what I had known about sound was probably only one dimension of how sound needs to be understood, and that there were additional dimensions to understanding the quality of sound of an instrument and how good that quality of a sound of an instrument could be. So Hauser is important because he represents the, in a sense, the pinnacle of what could be achieved if a guitar is good. Not every guitar that you see by Hauser or, like, say, Fleta or, you know, Santos Hernandez is, as you know, is perfect, but they are really, really, really good, you know, and they attain to they aim to attain this quality of sound that produces clarity, produces coherence in the musical discourse. And so when you have one good Hauser, nothing really rivals it, you know. And I would imagine, I could argue that modern guitar makers, if they aspire to build a guitar like Hauser with the properties of its sound, you know, probably the best we could achieve if we were to do that is perhaps match them. But we couldn't really, can't really go beyond that point. It'd be really, really hard, you know. Certain concepts in music, such as sound or, you know, articulation or clarity of sound or good sound or warm tone, that sort of thing, you know, we make the assumption that all of us basically understand or agree on the definition of those basic terms, but we ultimately don't really agree on it. You know, so for example, if we see a guitar normally, we're worried that the first string is going to be too bright, for example, and we're looking for a guitar that has sort of like a warmer sound. And what we need to understand is that warm sound is one variation out of many possibilities that you can have on a guitar. So, and not necessarily a good one all the time. You know, so, and that's something that you can learn through working with a guitar like a Hauser, because a Hauser gives you possibilities, you know, rather than something specific. So if someone's aiming to have a guitar that just sounds warm, you know, they're missing a lot. You know, what Hauser does is it gives you a guitar that has options. A good guitar basically reflects what you play. It doesn't make you sound a particular way. What it does is that it mirrors back to you what you are. You know, if you don't like what you are, what the guitar tells you that you are, that's a good thing because you can improve, you know, as opposed to a guitar that just gives you a sound that you're hoping to hear, you know. And if that's the case, I mean, you can be happy that you sound the way the guitar is telling you you sound, but
you have no control over.
Precisely. You don't control. You're not really controlling the outcome, nor are you sure ultimately that what you're doing is applicable to all cases.
Yeah.
If somebody hands you a different guitar, how do you know that you're actually going to play it well?
Correct.
You know. So a house or guitar is really honest with you.
Yeah.
But if you hear something like this and you don't hear a lot of volume coming out of that, then you imagine that the guitar doesn't have a lot of sound. But that goes once again with the nature of what the instrument is. A guitar should not give you more sound than the energy that you're providing to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do this, sure, the guitar should sound louder and the sound should be controlled.
Yeah.
And if you do this, the guitar should be soft, you know. But what you should not have is something where you aim to play like this and the guitar sounds really loud on its own. You know, like I said, you know, in a certain way, that refers to me. That reminds me of something that Emilio Pujol said about Tárrega's overall approach to teaching. He said that he believed that musicians who didn't articulate clearly their musical intentions in their playing were trying to conceal something, and that was a form of dishonesty.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, you know, something like that is mirrored in this approach to playing, where if you have this quiet of a hand, but you have a guitar that is playing loud as a result of that, you know, the guitar is not honest, but also your hand isn't particularly honest. Even though it looks like it's been marked up and all of that, you can still tell that the guitar is untouched. And it's also really responsive. It moves sensitively to where you go. So, which says a lot for even for Hauser. Hauser guitars are sensitive, but they also can be a little bit temperamental with the way you direct them. If you don't play appropriately, then the guitar immediately starts to drop out of your hand. But with this guitar, you can get this, and immediately you get this very nuanced increases. You know, so you go here. So just those types of changes are really, really important, you know. And I have not seen that level of precision and sharpness with Hausers often. This one is probably one of the best ones that I've seen.